The parade. Some people love parades. Some are indifferent to them. With the St. Patrick's Day parade upcoming, I begin wondering whether you and I will take time to enjoy it, or are we too mature to fritter our time away in such a fashion? I know I loved parades when I was a child. Nothing beats a good parade. After all, it's something to do. Here are notes from my red clay diary from last November. It is Veterans Day 2009. The big parade is in progress, thus closing down all retail business activity to merchants whose customers can't get to them. Business is so dead, I realize that I might as well lock the door for a few minutes and wander down to see what all the fuss is all about. Even though I've lived in Birmingham for 41 years, I've never bothered to view the Veterans Day parade. Well, here it is, in front of me, a full-scale, old-fashioned parade. What's going on? First thing I see is some middle-aged guys meandering all over Second Avenue in these funny, unbalanced, whirling motor vehicles. Great fun. They are having fun. These are the same guys whose wives won't allow them to display full-size leg lamps in their living room windows, but they can come and act silly all they want, as long as it's not in the neighborhood. I appreciate their goodwill immediately. Then there's a float carrying 5 real coffins draped with large flags in memory of people who have died in American-fought wars. The silliness of the trick vehicles is forgotten, while the tragedy of what these coffins represent fills the imagination. The thing about parades is that you can't dwell on one subject too long, and that's for the best in this case, for next up is a bunch of tiny police cars with incredibly loud truck horns waking and shaking everybody. What I wouldn't give for one of those horns when I'm stuck in traffic. Then there are the beauty queens. Parades still have them. Convertibles with Miss Alabama and veterans' wives and widows and others we're supposed to know, but don't really. They smile and wave, and that makes us smile, too. We don't know why. Alongside the parade, homeless people are bemused by this extended distraction from their daily routine. The parade displaces them from their streets and private sidewalks. Old soldiers ride and march proudly, specters of all those endless memories of endless warring. A tear comes to my eye. Don't know why. Then young soldiers-to-be come strutting by, unknowing, unwise, not aware of what they may endure in the next war. That's sad, too. Present-day soldiers march by, marking time till it's their time to deploy or re-deploy. And there are flags of all kinds, big flags, little flags, waved by excited wavers of flags. Some of these marchers will come home from war, partial and alive, or draped and dead, to be remembered in a future parade. I am awed at the significance of silent salutes. Later, back at the shop, I hear a military attorney talking solemnly about the importance of giving mass murderers fair trials. I think about the day way back when lynch mobs would have tested the law instead. I remember the vendors hawking their China-made trinkets among the patriots of the parade, as I go about hawking my old books and ancient memories to anyone with coin. The cool, breezy weather spikes everybody's mood. Later, at the shop, a little girl purchases an old, frail USSR flag. A little boy searches for Don Martin cartoon books. A man buys 2 Mad Magazine paperback collections. I feel grateful that I am witness to all these things, large and small, that I will never, ever understand.